we finally got back the Rotherham manager, Steve Evans. Steve, I think your phone's broken from all the deals you've been doing this week.
I don't think I've paid my bill.
Well, we were just about to get into the David Worrell move. He's gone to Oldham today. So just talk us through that decision.
Well, I think David's been very, very unlucky since he joined us. You know, start of the season, he has to have a double hernia repaired that unfortunately at a previous club to him, it was not done properly. So we had that. And then we had his illness and the kid lost almost a stone in weight and there's nothing already on him. And then he quite simply couldn't shift Kieran Agard or Ben Pringle for a wide position on the pitch. And the kid's then asking for some football. And, you know, it became an easy decision that we need him to get some football. And that's why we endorsed that move.
Is it more about him getting football then? There's no view to a permanent deal here, is there?
No, David's got a future for us. The one thing that remains constant in all this is he's a great kid. He wants to play football and he's a good player. But, you know, when you've not been in the first team for a little while, you need to go earn that right to get some matches under your belt. And people should never forget about footballers, Rob. They train all week to play on a Saturday and the amount of players that knock on your door on a weekly basis when they're not in the team because they want to play. It's not because they're bad kids or they'll get any other ulterior motive. They just want to play football at the end of the week and that's what they're born for.
Tids has gone to Ross County as well today. Tell us about that one.
Very similar. You know, we were one of four or five clubs when we went in to buy Michael last June, I think it was. Michael come down, he trained really well in pre-season, looked sharp in pre-season, one or two niggles took him out, and then he got himself and the team a bit through default, illness and suspensions down at Coventry. He was outstanding against Gillingham, probably as good a midfield performance as we've had. Got himself two yellow cards and sent off in a cup tie, which took him out of the team. And then he's, for the last few weeks, has looked at the likes of Rob Mielsen and Arneson and O'Connor and Ficklington and been unable to break into that. And that kid spent two or three months fighting to get in and went back out again and was frustrated. And in the last few days, literally has been the last few days, where we've had three or four clubs from the Scottish Premier League interested in taking Michael. And we left it to his decision. And his decision was that a manager that tried to sign him in that window when we did, Derek Adams up at Ross County, he would be his choice. And again, he's gone there to the end of the season, but you know, Michael will be back hopefully with 3 months Scottish Premier League football experience under his belt and back ready to have a big year with the Mills.
And of course, David Noble and Lionel Ainsworth have extended their loans, but the other player who's departed today is Pablo Mills. He's gone to Bury, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. And Pablo came in, probably the cheapest player that's probably played for the Millers ever in League One. But he come in and he came in just to give us some backup, some strengthening in an area where we felt we just might need an option. And he came in and played probably two or three games as a maximum. And it was always to January to see us through a period. And his performances, and especially his performances in our reserve games, have alerted Dave Flitcroft, who's watched him a couple of times. And Dave's been at me for the best part of 3-4 weeks to gain permission to talk to Pablo. And we're obviously working on a few things. So I had a chat with Pablo 48 hours ago, and he said he'd like to take up the option because he's got kids and a family and responsibilities, and he knows that we're going to try and push on. And he's gone up there and signed today, and you know, he loves Rotherham United, and it's in his heart, but we wish him every success up at Bury.
And you just touched on it there, Steve. I know you very well, and I know that you'll have a couple of moves lined up now, won't you? You've got a few players out. I'm sure that there's something on the horizon, isn't there?
Listen, I think the supporters know that what I've done here is in conjunction with my chairman. I walk hand in glove with our chairman. It really is that relationship. And myself and Paul Rayner, Paul Douglas, we've taken a strategy that if we're going to strengthen, we have to be lean and mean. And then we bring in some, hopefully some fine footballers that add to what is when we wrote on our board today, who's left with us just an outstanding squad. That's what we're left with. But it's lean in numbers, and we have to add some strength to that and some meat to the bone and some quality to that. And I'm confident as supporters, like we said last January, just give us a few days. We said it when we signed Dicko and Nardi Elliott out. Just give us a little bit of time. You'll see what's arriving. We'll certainly exit January fantastically, much, much stronger than what we've entered January. And we've got a big, big 4 months ahead of us.
And I know you don't like talking about deals, and I'm not going to throw names your way, apart from one that appeared in a national journalist was reporting it today. Mick McCarthy was asked about it at his press conference ahead of the weekend, and that was Anthony Wordsworth. Is that a player that you've shown a bit of interest in there?
Yeah, we made an inquiry about Anthony. He's a good player, but, you know, Rob, probably if every player that we've inquired about in the last 2 or 3 weeks was in a paper, you'd be reading it for a day or so. we're about bringing good players to Rotherham United. It was not an inquiry to say, can we sign this player, Anthony Wadsworth? It was an inquiry, is he available? What would it take? Is it permanent? Is it loan? All the inquiries you have to do, you have to fact find before you can then make decisions. And, you know, he's not the only player for sure that we've been speaking about. There's a multitude of players we've been speaking about. And only in the last couple of hours, I've actually agreed a final, what you would call targeted list that myself and the chairman have got. And I can sit here and say to you now, there's only four people on the planet aware of that list, which is my chairman, our chief executive, my assistant manager, and myself.
Finally, what are you going to be doing this weekend, Steve? You've got a free weekend. Are you going to be going off to a game? Maybe doing a bit of scouting?
That's for sure. I'll be watching a game. And we'll be hopefully meeting some players and some representatives. And I'm sure that I'll be speaking to our chief executive and my chairman almost in a... Certainly as the evening progresses, even now, we'll be speaking and we'll be speaking again tomorrow, Sunday, Monday. And hopefully by the time the Tuesday comes of next week, we've got our squad ready and settled to train a few days ahead of a big game against Crewe Alexandra. And we're sixth in League One. We're in the playoffs. And 12 months or 18 months has arrived. It's unrecognisable progress. But that progress and that journey is, as I said to the supporters recently, it's a third of the way through. So if it's a third of the way through, people could calculate where we want to be in May and where we want to be the following season.